On the afternoon of September 10th, 16-year-old Desmond Hawley opened fire at Evergreen High School, wounding two students before turning his revolver on himself, resulting in his death.
We come back and we just see kids like running everywhere, and I'm not sure if you're aware of like Evergreen and like the area of it, but there's a police station right across from it, maybe like a mile away.
That's Sage Roeder, a senior at Evergreen High School. She was coming back from her lunch break at the local Safeway when the shooting occurred.
I see kids sprinting there, and they're crying and on the phone, and then we didn't really know what was happening, so we just kept driving to the school, and we finally, like, are in the turn where you get into our school, and then we just see one of my teachers and then a kid saying that there's a shooter and we need to get away quickly as possible.
Desmond fired and reloaded his gun multiple times, shooting 20 rounds in total. Stephanie Sievers, a teacher at Evergreen High School, was in the building during the tragedy.
Actually, a student that I don't know ran into my room, and I have an exterior door, and he started approaching my exterior door, and I said, "That door's alarmed. You shouldn't open it." And he said, "There's a shooter." And I said, "Oh, let's go then." I called my husband and just said, I'm running away from an active shooter, and I'm safe right now."
Sievers described how one of the younger students who was shot managed to run away from the school into the rec center. The child's name is being withheld for privacy.
There's a Evergreen Parks and Rec rec center that's adjacent to the property. So
yeah,
we ran towards it. It looked safe. I mean, we didn't, as far as we could tell, people were running that direction. You know, you don't want to run upstream. We seem to be running with people away from the building. But the younger student had actually been shot in the building and ran up to Wolf, managed to run out of the building and up to the rec center. I didn't interact with him, but staff there was a trained nurse on staff at Wolf Rec who was taking care of him and ultimately got him transported in an ambulance.
Desmond had indeed begun firing inside the school, shooting a student, but was unable to reach most children because of locked doors. He then crossed the football field and began shooting outside. During this, Stephanie recounts how Wolf Rec Center staff members and adults playing in a volleyball league sprang into action.
They had opened the equipment room and they were saying, get in there, get the carts out, get the kids in the equipment room. And so we were trying to get kids in there. At that moment, we could kind of barely fit all the kids we had in there. And they were saying, "You get the kids in there, we'll stay out here. Lock the door from the inside, barricade the door from the inside." And so they just immediately, with no warning, no notice, they didn't try to leave. They just wanted to save the kids. So it was admirable. Really just so grateful to just everyone that was in that building. They just swung into action to protect the kids.
The Anti-Defamation League told NPR that Desmond, quote, had been sharing symbols and code words that extremists use, referencing past school shooters, and even began to amass tactical gear, said Oren Segal, Senior Vice President of Counter-Extremism and Intelligence for the ADL. She went on to say that, quote, it appeared that this person making these posts was developing a deep fascination with mass shooters. This is somebody who was expressing neo-Nazi views and that was active on a violent gore site that we know at least two previous school shooters were active on before him. My colleague, Juliana Krigsman, who reported this story alongside me, spoke with Sage last week before the school returned to in-person classes.
How do you feel about going back to school?
I'm a little cautious now. I'm glad that we don't have school the rest of this week. I heard we're going online next week, but it's still just thinking about doing homework or opening my Chromebook is still just a little heavy to me, and mostly scared to go back.
While covering this story, Evelyn Sievers, the daughter of Stephanie, organized a walkout at her own neighboring high school, Conifer, to show support for EHS.
From what I understand, you set this entire thing up, pretty much.
Yeah, there were some kids down the hill that started the statewide walkout that got flyers out there, and I'd heard from my representative, who's local, Tammy Story, that we're doing a protest, and I wanted to get the word out, and it occurred to me that Evergreen doesn't have a school to walk out of, so I thought that we'd give them a safe place, a visible place, to share their voices along with us.
Here I spoke with Louis King, a former teacher at Conifer, who, like many in the wake of continued gun violence across the country, call for precautionary measures to be taken.
You can't eliminate school shootings, but you can certainly minimize the risks. And that could include a number of things, including more SROs in the school, but also just simple things like clear backpacks and using lockers, and then student awareness and mental health resources. All of this, of course, takes money, but people need to realize that just layers of protection with many different things being done at the same time. No one thing's going to work. Certainly, having doors that quickly lock and having the alarms that went off at Evergreen High School this last Wednesday and then the automatic locking doors on the outside prevented the shooter from entering classrooms and also re-entering the building after he left.
However, some, like Sievers, call for gun control instead.
That while I understand some of my colleagues saying things like, can we have clear backpacks and can we have metal detectors and things like that, that's not my personal opinion. I don't want the school to be like a prison.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be Fort Knox. I want it to be this free and open and happy place, this place of our community. And so I do want gun control measures. I do want federal gun control laws. Fewer guns are fewer guns. People say, oh, people can get guns no matter what. Well, yes, but fewer is fewer, right? Less access is less access. And I would like that to be. That's what I would like. I would like better gun control in my society rather than only my school buildings.
Yes.
Because it doesn't matter how well you lock the building down. You can lock it down perfectly. And then someone who wants to inflict that kind of mass damage will just go to somewhere else. It'll be the grocery store, you know, it'll be somewhere else if it's, and so what I want is to us to work on the sources of the real source, the real root causes here. What makes someone want to inflict that kind of mass damage?
I'm Nick Marson alongside Juliana Kriegsman for Radio 1190. Thank you for listening.